The following is a press interview with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 22, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
What does being a devotee to Krishna involve? Is it
Krishna involved means you are every one of you. You are Krishna's part and parcel. That's on account of your forgetfulness of Krishna. You are suffering. Therefore, our message is that you become Krishna conscious. You will be happy. This is our message. Otherwise, we have no business to do. So, bring the message to the forgotten person that you have forgotten Krishna, therefore you are suffering. You awaken your Krishna consciousness, you will be happy. This is all.
What does, when you become Krishna conscious, do you, does it mean you come into the chapel, or can you lead the sort of life that we lead and still?
Going to the chapel, that is one of the means, but there are 9 different processes, of which hearing about Krishna is most important. Sarvanam. If you continuously hear about, therefore, these books are there, hearing and chanting. If you cannot read, I'll read, you hear, I'll speak. Or you will speak, I will hear. These 2 processes are very important. Therefore, we are presenting in English language the subject matter of Krishna so elaborately. We have published 82 books like this. If you read one book, if this is the preliminary study, then if you read it with great attention, you become Krishna conscious immediately. Then you understand about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam in 60 books. And then you enjoy the transcendental pleasure in Chaitanya Charitamrita in 17 books. So you cannot finish even within your life. So many books are there. And you'll forget reading other books.
Well, this
is the first book I'm reading is this, Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is well known all over the world. Every scholar, religionist, everyone reads all over the world. But sometimes they are misinterpreted foolishly. Here they are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any foolish interpretation. What Krishna says, we repeat the same.
In the Krishna teachings, the person is not the body, but the soul, which is like many religions. Also, some animals. Animals also are not the body, but the soul. This is true.
Indeed.
Like the cow and the dog and the cat.
Yes, everywhere.
And the worm.
Soul is there. Just like the soul is there in the child, in the boy, in the young man, in the middle-aged man, in the old man.
Yeah, I understand this.
So similarly, yeah. Soul is everywhere.
Yeah, and in the animal also, and in the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and how far down in the animal world, like you have the worm, and also the bacteria, and the virus, is also true?
And that is the difference I have already told you, that the soul is in the child, and the soul is in the body of the father. But the child's soul is, our soul is everywhere. But the proportionate consciousness is not developed. That's like wood. In every wood there is fire. Do you admit?
In every
wood.
Yeah.
There is a small piece of wood, there is a small piece of fire. And big piece of wood, big piece of fire. Similarly, according to the body, the consciousness of the soul is present.
In proportion to the form of life?
Proportion to the body, the same fire, but the proportion of the fire is different in proportion of the piece of wood. Similarly, according to the body, the consciousness is manifest. The consciousness of a child is different from the consciousness of the body, because the body is different. So, in the human form of life, it is expected that the consciousness should be fully developed. If it does not develop by some reason or other, then it remains like animal. In the human form of life, it is expected that the consciousness should be fully developed.
In animals, it's there, but it isn't developed.
Huh?
Yes, that's correct. In animals, the soul is there, but the consciousness is not developed.
Not developed. But you cannot say there is no soul. Sometimes they say foolishly, there is animal, there is no soul. There is foolishness. There, everywhere there is soul. It is not developed. It's like a child is as good as animal. But you cannot say in the child there is no soul. The consciousness is not developed. You can say that. Similarly, there are 8,400,000 species of forms. They are different on account of different development of consciousness. A tree, there is consciousness, but it is very, very covered. If you cut the tree, it does not protest, because the consciousness is not developed. I have seen in children, surgical operation, they do not require anesthetics. I remember my eldest daughter, when she was a child, she had some boil here. So the doctor wanted to operate. I asked him to apply anesthetic or to do something. No, they don't do that. So the doctor cut the wire and the child said, no crying. I've seen it. And no crying. Because the consciousness is not developed. What do you mean by when you are unconscious, if your head is cut off, you don't understand? That is practical. By the medicinal process, you are made into unconscious, chloroform, anesthetic, so that you don't feel. This is practical. So unless the consciousness is developed, one's soul's full-fledged function does not develop. So this is the chance in the human form of body that the consciousness should be developed. Therefore, we are presenting these books, they can understand. We are not presenting books for the cats and dogs, they cannot understand. Those who are developed conscious, they can understand, and they can understand the value of life, what is the objective of life, then he acts accordingly and his life becomes successful. Otherwise, if we do not develop consciousness, simply eat like animal, sleep like animal, enjoy sex life like animal, and try to defend ourselves like animal. Then what is the difference between man and animal? At the present moment, they are busy with these four things. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have best process of sex life, and how to defend by atomic bomb. This is the advancement of civilization. And this is dog civilization. The dog is also trying for the same purpose. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. That's all. Any animal is trying, any small insect is trying for the same thing. So human life should be utilized only for these four things? No. To understand himself, what I am. Why I do not like death? It's like we make some arrangement, struggle for existence, for becoming happy, stopping the impediments. So this question should be there in the human form of life, that I don't want to die. Why death comes upon me? What is the superior power that is enforcing death upon me? I am a young man, I don't want to become an old man. Why am I forced to become an old man? These are the questions of human life. A dog cannot think. Dog cannot think that why I have become dog, why I am barking, and why I am chained. He doesn't think. And if we remain unconscious like the dog, then what is the advancement of civilization? Dog civilization is not human civilization. Human civilization should be different from the dog's life.
How do you awaken the consciousness?
Therefore the books are there. First of all, you have to understand whether I am this body or I am different from body. This is the first instruction. If you are a human being, we should analyze the body. We are now scientists, chemists, physicists. Analyze the body. What is the difference between dead body and living body? The dead body is there. The son is crying, my father is gone. Where your father is gone? He is lying on the bed. Why you say that father is gone? What is the answer? The father is lying on the bed, the same coat, pants, and bedding, and everything is there. Why you say that my father is gone? Where is he gone? He is lying there. Why do you say he is gone?
No, we say he's dead.
Mm-hmm. No, but death, what is the distinction between death and life? And you are now dressing with this coat, pants, and the same body, same hair. Now something will be minus, you will be called death. What is that something? That you do not know?
The you.
Huh?
You.
Oh. Is that? Yes, you are the person.
That the person you have never seen. You have never seen. I am seeing you, I am seeing your body, white coat, pant, hair, that's all. And dead body also, I will see the same thing. But I say, now the person is gone. But you have never seen the person. Now you say the person is gone. But before that, you were never interested with the person. You are interested with his body, coat, pant, hair, that's all. That is ignorance.
Well, how do you see the person? By understanding?
By analysis. Now, I say that you are not his body. Now you say, no, I am Mr. John, I am this body, I am America, I am Australia. That is ignorance. You are neither Australian, neither American, neither white, neither black. that you have to understand. Neither coat, neither pant. You are different from all this. That is the first understanding. If we analyze our body and if we at least theoretically understand that I am not this body, then you have come to the spiritual platform.
This is possible to understand.
Yes.
But what is sometimes difficult to understand, where does originally...
Difficult maybe.
Where does originally the soul come from?
In the beginning, arithmetic, mathematics, if a child it is difficult. One plus two equal to three, two plus two equal to four, in the beginning it may be difficult for a child. But the subject matter is very easy.
How does a child
can understand. Now, two finger and two finger, it becomes four finger. In this way we have to learn. Therefore, there are so many books. It is for the human being to learn. But if we simply remain civilized like cats and dogs, then what is the advancement of civilization? There is no advancement. If you sit on this chair and the others, they are sitting on the floor, sitting purpose is served. But if you say sitting on the chair is civilized and that is uncivilized, that is mental concoction. You have to serve your purpose. If by sitting on the floor you can understand what you are, that is civilization. And without understanding yourself, if you waste your time for manufacturing a chair, that is cats and dogs civilization. That is going on. That busy in bells, how to sit comfortably. Without any knowledge, what is the value of life? And what is life? This is why. They are thinking that constructing big skyscraper building and motor cars and high roads and so many unnecessary things, that is advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization is there when you know what you are. That is advancement. There is no prohibition. The materialistic way of civilization, constructing big houses, there is no. You don't stop it. But if you forget yourself, you do not know what you are, then it is wasting time. Because the human life is specially meant for understanding what I am. The cats and dogs, they cannot do. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement to enlighten people actually what he is, what is the aim of life, and how his life is successful, how at the present moment he is living, how he is spoiling his valuable life. These are the subject matter dealt in these books.
How do you treat, we in Australia, mostly people are brought up in Christian religion. Do you treat...
Well, Christian religion, we are not talking of religion, we are talking of science, fact. When I say that you are young man, you will become old man. Either you are Christian or Hindu, Muslim, this is a fact. So don't bring in a Christian belief this or Hindu belief this. Fact is fact. A child becomes a boy, a Christian believes, a Hindu believes, a Muslim believes, everyone believes. So we are talking of this time. The child becomes a boy becomes a young man, the young man becomes an old man, and the old man, when his body becomes rotten, he accepts another body. So this is applicable for Bible or Christian or Greek or that thing.
It's just a different method of teaching.
No method. Same method. But if you say it's a different method, then we don't mind. But this is the subject matter study. 2 plus 2 is taught by the Christian and the Muslim, the Hindu, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. There is no method of studying. The studying is the same. But if you take that, I will read 2 plus 2 in a Christian school. There is a choice, that's another thing. But wherever you go, 2 plus 2 equal to 4 is. You call it Christian and Hindu and Muslim. That's your means. Science is science. So we are preaching that you are not this body, you are different from body. So it is equally necessary for the Christian, for the Hindu, for the Australian, for the American, for the African.
What's the concept?
If you say that I say that you are not this body, you are soul. Now, if you say that as Christian we don't believe in it, then what can I say? Then I have to say that Christian have no clear idea of knowledge. There is no question of belief. Fact is fact. A child will become a boy. That's a fact. How you can say that we Christian we do not believe? That means ignorance, less intelligence. It is a fact, everyone knows. Child becomes a boy.
What is the God that these other religions believe in?
First of all, you try to understand yourself. Then talk of God. If you do not understand yourself, how will you understand God? Mm-hmm. There is a big thing. Try to understand this whole thing, that you are not this body. Talk on this subject. That as, when you understand that I, the proprietor of the body, I am different from this body, then you will understand God also very easily. Because you are the proprietor of this body and you are given the controlling power of the body by thinking, feeling, willing, by acting. You have got this body, you are sitting here. You can say, now I'm going out. The body is under your control. You can do that. Similarly, when you understand this fully, then you will understand that in this huge, gigantic body, material, cosmic, fantastic, there is a control. Easy. But if you do not understand yourself, how you can understand God? God is not different in quality than from you. God means like you in huge, unlimited quantity. As you have got little intelligence, He can create a wonderful thing, 7-yard plane flying in the air. The God has got unlimited brain, millions and trillions of universes are floating in the air. This process is the same. You are teeny, you are very much proud that I am so advanced, that I have manufactured 747. And that's why not compare the intelligence of God. Such a huge lump of matter, the sun is floating. That is the difference between you and God. You have got brain. He has got brain. But your brain is very teeny, little, and his brain very big. That is the difference between God and you. So if you understand yourself, sample of God, then you understand the Supreme God. So first of all, you do not understand yourself. I am misidentifying, I am this body. And that is being the passion of that being there. And where is your human intelligence? And how you can understand God if you have no human intelligence? These books are meant for the human being. If I give to the dog, read this book, he will understand God. Who cares for it? All this is school, college, institution, university, they are meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. If you do not take advantage of this human form of life and try to understand ourselves and God, then you are simply cats and dogs. That is going on. We are fighting like cats and dogs. And before the English land came in Australia, Australia was property of somebody else. And now you have captured Australia. You are barking, why you have come to India here? What is this business? You have taken illegally from others. And now you have become proprietor. You are barking like that, why you have come? What is the civilization? The civilization is all land belongs to God. We are sons of God. We can go anywhere, everywhere. It is Father's property. That is Krishna consciousness. If you take it like that, the United Nations passed a resolution. The whole world remains aside. And there is no fight. But that they will not do. The God's, dog's quality. And they are fighting. All right. What benefit they have derived from the United Nations? Except this big, big barking, that's all. What benefit you have got? The purpose of the United Nations was to stop war. Has war stopped? Now, what is the use of barking? You could not achieve. Formally, you started League of Nations after the First World War. Yes. Two times. Again, you have started the United Nations. Where is the benefit? There cannot be benefit if you keep the dogs as dogs. You bring them. You Australian dog come here, and American dog come here, and European dog come here. Will they live peacefully? So if you keep the human society as cats and dogs, how you can expect peace? They must be human beings, then there will be peace. So this is the training. How to make human being, this Krishna God. Now these boys, they are also Europeans, Americans, they are coming from respectable, very educated. They never ask for a chair. Sit down, that's fine. The necessities of life are artificial necessities, reduced. And time is saved for understanding the value of life. Without motor car, your life will not be spoiled. You can walk. But without Krishna consciousness, your life is spoiled. So we recommend that, first of all, understand yourself. Adhāta brahma jigyāsa. This is your prime business. And so far, necessities of body, that can be done according to the circumstances. Because if you simply waste our time for increasing unnecessary necessities of life and do not try to understand the value of life, then we remain animals.
I understand that the body, you know, like the soul is different.
Then your
body.
Then your the activities will be changed.
But what I would like to know more about the soul in so far as does it have beginning, does it have end?
No, soul is already there. That's like the soul in the boy, the soul in the young man, and the soul in the old man. The same.
Yeah, and before life.
Body has changed.
Body?
Body has changed. The soul is the same. You can remember, I can remember that I was a small boy, I was a small child. But the body is not there. I remember when I was 6 months old, I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister and she was knitting. I was seeing, I still remember. But where is that body? The body is gone.
This is possible to understand. Before the body, the soul is still there.
Before the childhood body, and you were existing, before your body was formed in the womb of your mother, you were existing.
Existing for millions of years.
Then you entered a matter, material body, created by your father and mother, then you grew, then when you were sufficiently grown, then you have come out. Then again grow, again grow, again grow, again it becomes old. You give up this body, in the same way, again enter another mother's body. Again develop another body. This science has to be understood, how it is developed. And that is Bhagavad Gita.
And in the beginning, time of the soul?
Well, there is no beginning. Beginning of the body.
I don't want to know about the beginning of the body. I can understand. I want to know about the beginning of the soul.
Soul is already there. Soul is already there. That room was already there. Now I have entered. And again I give up this room, I go to another room. Like that. Not that this room becomes another room. If I have to go, I have to give up this room, I have to go another room. So I am the same. I am changing different rooms, different bodies. Tathādeyaham karaprāsa. Dhīrastrata namayyati. Find out this verse. Dehinasmin yathādehi kaumāra durvana jara. Tathādeyaham karaprāsa. Dhīrastrata namayyati.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from birth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
Purport.
Since every living entity is an individual soul, each is changing his body every moment, manifesting sometimes as a child, sometimes as a youth, and sometimes as an old man. Yet the same spirit soul is there and does not undergo any change. This individual soul finally changes the body at death and transmigrates to another body. And since it is sure to have another
the
body...
The example is already given. The child is transmigrating to the boy's body. It's already given. Similarly.
And since it is sure to have another body in the next birth, either material or spiritual, there is no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona, for whom he was so much concerned. Rather, he should rejoice for their changing bodies from old to new ones, thereby rejuvenating their energy. Such changes of body account...
Now suppose I am old man. If by some medical process, if I am given a young man's body to be more enthusiastic for working. Is it not beneficial, particularly in old age, when the body is changed? he gets another new body. That is profit. There is no loss. The old body, he cannot walk nicely, cannot move nicely. There's old car. If your old car is changed into new car, will you not accept it? It is just like machine, car.
You're not aware of...
Aware, you have to have become aware by the books, by the knowledge.
How was the soul originally created? The original creation.
There is no creation. That you have published.
It always is.
It is eternal. There is no creation. If soul is created by some combination of matter, then you could create. That you cannot do.
So there is no starting point in time?
No. Eternal. And that is explained there. Antamattvini deha nittasvoktasari, you know. Antamattvini deha nittasvoktasari, you know. And another, najayate namriyate vakadachi. It is never created. It is never annihilated. You know that much? Najayate namriyate vakadachi.
Najayate miyate vakadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. Ajonyate shashvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamane shariyare. For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Without the consciousness, what happens to the soul when the body dies?
He enters another body. Suppose he by force, I get you out of this room, and you enter another room, that's all. But this is illegal, that you are living in this room by force. If I get you out, that is illegal. Then I have to say, I have to for the punishment. Why you have criminalized this? So similarly, although soul is immortal, but taking the soul is immortal, you cannot cut anyone's throat. He has got a right to live in that body for some time by the order of the Supreme. I cannot get you out by force. Very simple. By nature's way, when he gives us this body, that's all right. But I cannot force the soul to go out of this body by killing. That is simple.
How do, in the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, there was a problem to understand when a person was told by Krishna to fight.
That we shall discuss. First of all, you understand that you are not this body.
But then
we discuss other things. This is the primary education of spiritual life. First of all, you have to understand that you are not this body. You are a living entity different from the body. It's like you are different from the heart core. The difficulty is the person who is in a different type of heart core, he is identifying with the heart core. And they're fighting. You have got black coat, you have got white coat, you have got yellow coat. But they do not understand. None of us belong to the coat. We are different from the coat. And that is ignorance. The whole world is going on. Under this impression that I am this body. So how there will be peace? That kind of thinking is there in the dogs and the cats. So our point is that if you remain like cats and dogs, how you can attain peace? Peace, it is not possible. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sota Sinhata. These things are discussed.
It is good to work towards understanding of God or Krishna consciousness. How do you know? How does the individual person know if he makes a decision every day? We must make decisions on this.
Ignorance, whatever decision you make, that is foolishness.
Any
decision. If you are on the wrong platform, whatever decision you make, that is foolishness. Therefore you are being baffled. Every time you are making decision, and next time it is found useless, another decision. Because on the wrong platform, the basic principle being wrong, whatever decision you make, this is all foolishness. What is the value of the children's decision? Is there any value? Because he is not in proper understanding. What is the meaning of his decision? One child makes one decision, another child makes another decision, there is fight. The dog also do that.
Who made the decision for Arjuna to fight or not to fight?
That you will understand when you actually understand yourself. You do not understand yourself, you cannot understand why Krishna said that you fight. First of all, understand yourself. That is the first instruction. He is not teaching how to fight. He is teaching the philosophy. Try to understand the step by step. So this Krishna consciousness moment is a scientific moment. It is not a religious faith. The beginning is that as the child grows to become a boy, as boy grows to become a young man. This is scientific. It is not the question of religion. It is religion according to Sanskrit, the dharma, the word dharma. That is translated into religion, and religion means a kind of faith, but it is not like that. It is a science to understand your real identification. And because Krishna, we worship, every big man should be worshipped. So Krishna, we accept God, they take it as it. That he is God, that's a fact. God worshipping is religion. But Krishna is speaking everything. Knowledge. Knowledge means you must have knowledge of everything. Social, political, religious, cultural, philosophical, chemical, physical, everything. So, the Bhagavad Gita is like that. Vedic knowledge is like that. You receive any type of knowledge you want to get. That is called Veda. Veda means knowledge. Knowledge means of anything. It is not it. So everything is there. You find social, political, this fighting is political. So, in politics, sometimes war is necessary. You cannot avoid it when there is politics. That is the whole history. Politics can never settle without war. There is no history. When you come to the political platform, war is necessary. In logic, it is called argumentum baculum. That when a man is not accepting a reasoning, then there must be stick. It is like that. And there are two parties, there is some disagreement. So one is not reasonable, then there must be stick. That is all. That's why animals speak. Then the animals will agree. The dog entering room, you don't talk to him. So you say, dog, don't enter. He will not hear. And if you show his stick, he will not. So for the dogs, for the animals, his stick is required. There you are. And that is logic, you know, this argumentum baculum, logic. So, when logic fails, you have to take to war. Not whimsical. You try to avoid war, and when the other party does not agree to logic, then there must be fight. So that is also necessary. Because all men are not abiding by logic. So everything is necessary if it is used for good purpose. Just like surgical operation. The patient is trying down to operate me in surgical. It is necessary, otherwise it will not be cured. So war is not always bad. War is meant for good purpose, but if he uses everything, he can use for bad purpose. That is another side. But don't think that war is itself always bad. No.
Sometimes my understanding of the Krishna teachings in the book is to reach a stage or a state in your person where there is no disappointment or no very happy.
No, if you follow Krishna's instruction, he will always be happy. And if you create your own plans, then he will be happy. This is the whole instruction. Sarva-dharmān paritya-jyamāmi-dhāmi-karam. You give up your own plans, nonsense plans. You take my plan, and you take it. This is all tattva. You take Krishna's plan, and you live.
And you avoid disappointment?
Yes. There is no disappointment. And if you make your own plan, it will be baffled, and you will be disappointed. That is going on.
But sometimes I have, in the past, I have noticed from very bad disappointment that I have learnt very much.
Well, you are lucky, you are sometimes not disappointed, but generally you are disappointed. So, we are teaching that you take Krishna's plan, you will be Don't make your own plan. You never will. This is Krishna consciousness.
Is Krishna the Krishna movement is it still growing?
Is the Krishna movement still growing?
How do you think?
In numbers, yeah, I think yes, but I don't know.
Yes. It must grow. If it is good, there must be customers. And if it is bad, if it is cheating, there may be some customers for some time, then it is innocent. That is the test of reality and false thing. You can cheat persons with false things for some time. That if your commodity is right, then the customer will increase. It's a fact. The more the people you appreciate, oh, here is a nice commodity, that's it.
Do many people follow Krishna consciousness by reading books in this method?
No, yes, not only reading books, by practicing, by understanding, then it comes right.
But what proportion of those people, of
well,
all
you,
the people...
You cannot expect any good thing to be taken up by mass of people. That is not possible. In university, when matriculation candidates, there are so many. Then BA can be so many. And when you come to the MA, PhD, very few know. You cannot expect that everyone should be MA, PhD. So Krishna consciousness is like that. It is not meant for ordinary person. Those who are very intelligent, they can understand. Ordinary man, they cannot understand even that he is not his body, but he will understand about Krishna. Therefore, the beginning understanding is that I am not this body. While you are firmly convinced about this science that you are not this body, then Krishna consciousness is the beginning.
And it's not necessary to live a temple life.
No, temple life is a just like. If you go to school, so without a school you can't be educated. It is not that unless you go to school you cannot be educated. But if you go to school you get greater facilities. And that is the way. Just like in our country, Rabindranath Tagore, he never went to school. You have heard the name of Rabindranath Tagore?
Rabindranath Tagore.
He never went to school, but Oxford University gave him PhD. That does not mean that I shall also receive PhD like Rabindranath. I shall not go to school. The general method is one must go to the school. Exceptional cases. That without going to school, one can become PhD. But we should not imitate that Rabindranath Tagore got PhD without going to school, I can sit down. But the fact is that even without going to school, one can get PhD. That's a fact. But that is not the method. The method is that you must go to the primary school, then secondary school, then enter college, then take your degree, then become MA, then PhD. That is the general process. Step by step. And if you take the example of Rabindranath Tagore, that he did not go to school, then I shall not go to school, then you may be spoiled also without going to school. That is the generally the case.
How did you find the transition, or how did it affect you, the transition from leading a life in the business world?
Business world is not bad. Why do you think that because I was a businessman, that's why
I just want to know how you found the transition.
No, this is our regulative principle. That, first of all, you be trained up as brahmachari. Then you be entered into family life. Then you retire from family life. Then you become a sannyasi. This is a general procedure. Not that he shall stick to one position. So, a businessman does not mean he's fallen man. He can become first class, Mr. Carter.
And still be a businessman?
Oh, yes, why not? Just like Arjuna. He's a military man. That is also another business. He's a military man. He knew how to fight. Similarly, businessmen have to make trade. So, this is different grades of livelihood. Krishna consciousness does not depend on this life or that life. Everyone can become.
They know who is fallen.
Yeah, I understand.
Everyone can become. It is a question to understand that I am not this body. This is the beginning. A businessman can try to understand, a lawyer can try to understand, or a philosopher can try to understand. Everyone can do that. The real point is, first of all, try to understand that you are not this God. So where is the hampering? Becoming a businessman or family man or this or that. We are trained up from the very beginning of our life by our parents. We got the opportunity. And a businessman, no businessman, it doesn't matter. Ahi to ki apratirata. Jaya atma sam prasidati sabhi kunshaan karura. Find out this verse. Ahi to ki apratirata. Krishna consciousness is unhampered by anything material. It does not mean that because you are a businessman, you cannot be Krishna consciousness. You may be whatever you are. But you can become Krishna consciousness at the same time. So, it is not the super excellency of English language. It is subject matter. That formerly they used to speak in Sanskrit. Therefore it is recorded in Sanskrit language. It can be transferred to any language. The thoughts are there. That is real. Just like we are translating the thoughts in English, in Spanish, in Portuguese, in French. The real thing is the thought, not the language. But in Sanskrit language, you'll find various high thoughts. That is because it is in the old language.
Do you find that in the translation from the thoughts and the Sanskrit to the English words, and from English words to the mass of the people's heads, do you find that there is much loss?
If you have grasped the thought, then you can express in any way. But if you cannot grasp the thought, then you cannot. So, our translation is that we have received the thought as it is by the parampara system. Therefore it is presented so nicely in people like it. It is the value of the subject matter that we have to receive from authority.